Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to be with you as we continue to celebrate the 22nd anniversary of our show. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ivan Meisner has been a member of our Brain Trust for 20 years, founder of, and chairman of BNI Business Network International. BNI.com, you need to check it out. Amazing success story, an amazing entrepreneurial American success story. He's the author of all the books, including Who's in the Room? That's the new one on networking. And Ivan, thank you again for all the things you do. What is it now? 70-80% of BNI is international?
Yeah, 70%. 30% is now in the United States, and 70% is worldwide.
And the United States is huge, folks.
It is, yeah, big. We have, about 80,000 members just in the U.S.
Wow. That's just in the U.S. It's 30%, folks. That's an amazing. And it's been so much fun from my perch watching this organization, which we began calling itself international, and then he actually made it happen, folks. I'm telling you, this is one of my favorite success stories of all time. Ivan, my hat's off to you. I'm so proud of you, and I know why it happened, because you said, "What can I do to help you?" And you meant it, and you did it, and I've watched you do it, and I just want you to know that the world is a better place because you did.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
And I'm, you know, I mean, you know, I not only mean that, you know, I can make that value judgment. I can do that. So Ivan, let's talk about not saying how to say no without sounding like Jim Black. I mean, like a jerk. And we talked about saying that, you know, if I say yes, I'll let you down. And then the other one is refer them to somebody else. I've used it. You've used it. It's not only a way of putting people off. Sometimes it's the right thing to do.
Oh, definitely, and you got to make sure that the person you're referring them to, you know, let me refer you to someone else, A, wants to do it or is willing to do it and has the expertise to do it.
Right.
And so if you refer them to the right person, it's a win-win-win. The person who's asking you for the favor is happy because they've got somebody who can help them, and the person that is helping them is happy, and you're happy. So you have to use it in the right circumstance. Don't just do it to put it off to someone else.
Absolutely.
Now, here's a third option. Propose something else. So I'm going to give you two examples in the book, in Who's in Your Room. The example we use is a nonprofit came to them and asked if they would cater the event, and the nonprofit couldn't afford it. But it was a catering company that also had a restaurant, a walk-in restaurant. And they said, can't cater the event, but we'd be happy to give a certificate for a free dinner at the restaurant. And the nonprofit was like, oh, yeah, would you do that? That's great. And so rather than saying no, because it was just something they couldn't afford to do, they gave an alternative, which was something they could do and happily would do for the nonprofit. Here's what I do all the time in proposing something else. We're talking about getting invited to speak at organizations off air. And I get invited to speak. I mean, we have 9,300 chapters in 70 countries. Every chapter, if I talk to a member, they're like, oh, could you, any chance you could come by and, you know, swing by and
just drop by one day when you're in, next time you're in Azerbaijan.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And so I say, you know, I wish I could. First I say, well, a good referral for me would be a cloning clinic. You know, I need a clone. And they laugh. And they say, you know, I can't drop by. I say, I can't drop by. But you know what I'd love to do? I'd be happy to do a video message for your chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, really, you would do that? Yes. Here's my email. I'll send you a little form that you can fill where you can tell me some of the points you've got.
Right.
Send that to me. I'll send you that video. Now, that takes me 3 minutes to do a video.
Right, right.
Versus 3 days to fly somewhere, shtick there.
But folks, inside of what Ivan just said, it's not just that he didn't say no. He the request was actually an impossibility, but he didn't just refer them to something else. The something else was his giving, not letting them down and giving them something. That's how you create a successful enterprise like BNI. That kind of attitude. What's next, Ivan?
Well, thank you. And that's where I think you still need to have personal engagement, no matter how big company is. But that personal engagement's got to look different. Otherwise, there's no chance you can possibly scale
a
company.
That's right. That's exactly right. You've got to find a way. And thank God we have the technology today, right? You and I both know. You and I both know. I don't know where you and I mean, I wouldn't be doing this. I could not do what I'm doing without the technology. Oh. It wasn't even possible 40 years ago.
You know what the second largest line item in my budget was in 1986? It was the telephone bill.
Right.
It was the second. It was salary, phone bill.
Yep.
And now I don't even know where the phone bill is in my budget. It's just not there.
Yeah.
So here's another one. I'll give you at least one or two more.
One
explain.
Quick.
Yeah. Okay. Explain you don't do that. So, you know, this is just not something I do. I appreciate the offer, but I don't do it. Now, here's a simple example.
What would be an example?
Well, people are always asking me to try some dish, some food. And I don't eat processed sugar after my health issue. Mm-hmm. They'll say, hey, well, just one bite, Ivan. It's okay, just one bite. And I'll say, just one bite? Yeah, just one. Okay, you have it. Because I don't eat processed sugar. Thank you very much.
Right.
And so sometimes you've got to stand firm with a no.
Yeah, and sometimes, you have to, and this is where you have to know your own values. You have to know your own true north. You have to know your standards. And sometimes you just have to say it that way. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back in some more ways to say no with our good friend Ivan Meisner. Folks, we've learned so much from him over the years. Could not do without him. He's the best. He's one of my heroes. Tintail, Ivan Meisner, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.